entrepreneur Jim Breen first spoke of his battle with depression while filming The Secret Millionaire last year, he told Cork's Red FM that he was overwhelmed by the reaction.
I was expecting that there'd be a certain amount of negativity, a certain amount of pushback. And two things surprised me. Number one was everybody was so full of love, so full of positivity, so full of empathy. And the second thing was everybody's asking, how can I help?
Jim believes there needs to be a more cohesive support service in Ireland rather than the many separate groups which are working in isolation. He's hoping that Cycle Against Suicide will be successful for two reasons.
It's okay not to feel okay, and it's absolutely okay to ask for help, and there's help available locally. So that's the first goal, creating that awareness. And then the second goal is all around creating that alignment, creating that cohesion, enabling the organisations, the 600 organisations, be more effective.
The National Suicide Research Foundation, based here in Cork, agrees that there needs to be a combined effort, as Dr. Ella Arnsman explains.
We found that over a fairly long period of implementation of a very systematic community-based suicide prevention programme in Germany, their national suicide rate has reduced by 15.4% over a period of 10 years.
Cycle Against Suicide leaves Dublin today and will travel around the country. They'll be arriving in Cork City on Wednesday evening. Fiona Donnelly, Cork's Red FM.